Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
They attack the deity of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. And then they attack the virgin birth. They remove Joseph and say his father. Luke chapter 2, verse 33. And then the attack on John 3:16, the begotten, as opposed to the one and only. And then a good scripture that goes with that one is 1 John 3:2, that proves that we also are sons of God. And then the next one is they make Lucifer and Jesus Christ the same. Isaiah 14, verse 12, and Revelations 22:16 gives you the context. And then the biggest one of all that should open your eyes is the Lord's Prayer. Luke chapter 11, verse 2 to 4, where they remove which art in heaven. They remove thy will be done. They remove as in heaven. They remove so in earth. And they remove deliver us from evil. I tell you, these new translations are not better. And they're not easier to read. I want to end with this, because I think it'll help you. Here's what Paul said. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. And this should give you a clue here. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. Good Lord, this is good. Get this. He says, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. I'll tell you, the King James Bible is the only public domain. It is not bound by copyright. God's word is not bound. That should be a good indicator to you right there, because I told you last week that they're only doing these things to make money and to lead God's people astray. Tonight, I wanted to challenge you, but more importantly, the Spirit wanted to challenge you. Be careful what you are eating. As you're looking at those ratings in the restaurants, look at what you are reading for God's Word. What are you setting before you? What are you digesting? Are you being led astray subtly? We talked about it last week, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, where Satan was subtle. Remember, he's going to give you a little bit of the truth to get your appetite, but he's going to lead you away one verse at a time. And before you know it, you'll end up being denying the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to really think about that and pray about that, because a lot of Christians have fallen for this trick and this attack, and it's not new. God's word is always under attack. But one thing he told us is that he will preserve his word. Make sure you get into God's word and study it. And as you study God's word, make sure you live it. All right, now, before
the Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
What you read from Luke, that's what you mentioned about the words missing.
Yes.
I think you were comparing Luke and Matthew.
No, I was comparing Luke from the NIV and the ESV.
Because when you look at Matthew, that's what you were referring to, the complete statement which you were saying.
Yeah. Well, if you look at Luke chapter 11, verse 2 to 4, how did that read in your Bible?
Luke and Matthew did not...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.